while Ardsdale Baptist Church brings you the Word of God with practicality and simplicity. As you listen to this message, we trust that it will equip and empower you to find and fulfill your purpose.
This is the day that the Lord has made, the day in which He tells us to. More than any other day, I can legitimately start my sermon with that saying. This is the day the Lord has made. It's the sixth in our seven-part series, Seeking Through the Psalms. It's the one in which we open up the book of Psalms and we just see more of God, you know. And I want to truly appreciate everybody who has preached on this in this series. And there's a clear thread running through it. And I don't mean, obviously, they're preaching from Psalms. Obviously, that's a commonality. But as we've gone from one week to one to the other, it just feels like, you know, there's a natural flow between all the sermons. And I pray that I'm able to continue that today. Now, I want to encourage you, whether you have a paper Bible, electronic Bible, tablet Bible, you need your Bible. If you're watching online, if you're listening, I want to encourage you to grab your Bible to hand, because I'm going to jump through some of the text and I want you to see it for yourself. You know, of course, I'm a great guy, but I want you to see what God has said for yourself. I'm pre-HBC family. You know how it is. We like to preach directly from the Word of God. So please open your Bibles to Psalm 118. If there's a Bible in front of you, open to Psalm 118. When we started this sermon series, I pointed out a number of things about the book of Psalms. I really need the multimedia on screen. I really need that shutdown video, Psalm. Give me the PowerPoint. Because that's really important for where we're going. When we started this series, I pointed out a number of things about the book of Psalms. In the first instance, I talk about the fact that the book of Psalms is laid out in five chapters. There are five sections, as it were, in the book of Psalms. And I need these five sections on screen. The media is playing up, saints. I'm going to have to preach this without the visuals. Is that okay? Let's go. So when I talked about the book of Psalms, I talked about how the book of Psalms has got five sections. Our multimedia team, if you happen to catch where I am, just stick it on screen. And if it works, it works. Five sections. So, or five books, as they're also known. Yep. So the book of Psalms is five books. Book one is Psalms 1 to 41. Book two is 42 to 72. Number three is 73 to 89. Number four is 90 to 106. Book five, or section five, covers Psalms 107 to 150. So today we're coming from book 5 or section 5. At the beginning of the series, I also talked about how Psalm 118 is slap bang in the middle of the entire Bible, which is great. And how, you know, Psalms as a whole are from one of those books that we can draw messages of hope, strength, compassion, assurance, reassurance because of what they contain. And Psalm 118 is rich with a lot of this. So how does somebody, I mean, this got 29 verses. How do you preach a chapter? How do you preach 29 verses? Honestly, those of you who preach and those of you who are thinking, yeah, that's true. How do you preach? Easy. Just find the focus, you know, focus points and talk about them. Isn't that right? So that's what I'm going to do today, or seek to do today. So the psalm opens up with the first four verses. And you see the first four verses. We covered those at the beginning of the service. And these verses, if you look at them, they remind us how great, how glorious God is. This, our mighty God. He's not just God. He's not just mighty. He is also a good God. That's what these verses show us, that he's a good God. And he is to be feared. He's to be honored. He's to be respected. It tells us that his love is everlasting. Can you see it? Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures. His love is everlasting. His love cannot end. So remember this for me. I want you, number one, to remember this for me. His love cannot end. In fact, repeat after me. His love. Repeat after me. I mean, from the multimedia, it's the whole church now. His love. Did somebody say cannot? So one more time. His love cannot end. Thank you. Number one, his love cannot end. So now let me ask this question. How many of us here have ever applied for a job? I want to see a show of hands. If you've ever applied for a job, hands up. Come on. Were you sitting there like you've never done it? You've applied for a job or written a CV, written a personal statement. You haven't. Okay. We need to talk after service. You see, here's the thing, right? And I'm sure most of us have got CVs. We top up our CV every once in a while. I mean, Andy works in HR. You know, all these people that don't have CVs, have a chat with them, Andy. So what is a CV? A CV, the two words, curriculum vitae, or vitae. I like that one. They're Latin words. Curriculum meaning course, and vitae meaning is derivative of vitalis, vitale, life. So curriculum vitae, the course of life, the course of your life. And a CV is a record of what you have done, but it also gives an indication of what you can do. What you have done and what you can do. Well, a real CV is supposed to do that. Yeah, you know, just in case there's somebody here, maybe you work in the canteen at British Airways and you're telling everybody you're a pilot. You need to stop. Well, actually, do you know what? I actually know someone. This is a real life situation. I know someone who worked in a hospital as a lab technician, and this lady used to go around telling everybody she was a doctor. She would walk around with a white coat and a stethoscope, and she'd come home with the stethoscope around her neck. And everybody actually believed her until there was a family member who got sick and they needed a second opinion. Yeah. So a CV gives an indication of what the person can do and what the person has done and what they can do. When you look at the next few verses of Psalm 118, from about verse 5, these verses, they're showing us a glimpse of God's CV. They're setting us up for what he has done and what he can do. They're showing that God makes a way for us. You know, look at the language there. It says, he brought me to a spacious place. He is with me. He is my helper. I look on in triumph at my enemies. Are you seeing how God makes a way for us? So he makes a way for us. In fact, repeat that, please. He makes a way for us. He makes a way for us. And if we go beyond these verses in Psalm 118, you see that the whole focus of this psalm is, it really starts to, you start to see where, you know, the person that's being referred to. In fact, the words Lord and God, this psalm has 29 verses. Lord or God appear in 26 out of the 29 verses. Isn't that amazing? Now, when you contrast that with Psalm 23, Psalm 23 is the most known, the most recited. It is that all-powerful psalm, right? Listen, I'm going to recite Psalm 23. I was going to put it on screen, but, you know, computer's having its own day today, right? Psalm 23, you know the words, don't you? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters, correct? He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Did you notice that? Lord only appears twice. First verse, last verse. Now, I'm not minimizing Psalm 23. I'm not saying it shouldn't be that. It's great that it starts and ends with Lord. But Psalm 118, Lord, 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 right through it. Lord. I think it's really powerful. Really, really powerful. And the point of this is that they're not just referring to him. It's not just placing, you know, our focus on him, but actually helping us to see, to emphasize that this stuff that we're getting, this God that makes the way, remember we just said he makes a way, right? He makes a way for us. His love doesn't end. His love cannot end. He makes a way for us. It's showing us the fact that all this good stuff, the victory that we attain, the victory that we retain, it's not in our own doing. It is through his name. It's because of his name. If you look at some of the, it's unfortunate, I was going to click some of the text on screen. You can see it's because of his name. So this psalm is reminding us that there is power in his name. Should we say that? There is power in his name. So as much as Psalm 118 is not your typical psalm that people memorize, you know, completely, there are many, many, many verses within Psalm 118 that people will quote. So for example, the popular one, I will not die but live. Have you heard that said? But let me say this, I will not die but live is not the whole verse. It says, I will not die but live to declare the works of God. You can't just stop and say, oh, I will not die but live. Why? Why not? There's a reason for your life, and it is to declare the works of God. That's the point. That's why we're given life. And that's meant to be the main focus of our lives. Now, when you look at the rest of this psalm, just look at it from that point. All you're seeing, every verse is just blessing the name of the Lord, blessing the name of the Lord, thanking God, acknowledging God, worshiping God. And again, many well-quoted verses pop up in this section. Verse 22, the stone the builders have rejected has become the capstone or the chief cornerstone or the cornerstone, depending on which translation you've got. You know, verse 23 says it's the Lord's doing and it is marvelous in our sight, as some of the other translations say. Of course, 24. This is the day, Auntie Mary, bless you. Verse 27, the Lord has made his light shine on us. His CV. Verse 28, you are my God, I praise you, I exalt you. Verse 29, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, his love endures. Woo! It's just worship, worship, praise, praise. Check out my God. Whoa! That's what the rest of the psalm is doing. And as it's clear, when we read through these psalms, you can see God is simply to be praised. Simple. He is to be, yes, we can ask him for this. He's to be asked. He's to be served. But he is to be praised first and foremost. In fact, let's say that. Repeat after me. He is.
He is.
You passed. Well done. To be praised. So I've pointed out four things for us very quickly. Number one, his love cannot end. Number two, he makes a way for us. Number three, there is power in his name. And number four, he is to be praised. Let me tell you a story. Maybe you've heard this story before. I don't know. It's been around for some time. There's this family, and the family, they had just got a little kitten. As I said, it's an old story, so you might have heard it before. They just got a little kitten, a pretty little thing. And like many cats, most cats, it was really adventurous and playful. One day, the kitten ran up a tree, and it got stuck in the branches, really right at the top of the tree. Really stuck. You know, nobody could get it out. So the children, and it was in distress. It was really, really crying. The children tried everything to reach it. They couldn't reach it. Then they called their mom. When they called their mom, you know, there was no way. She was like, I'm not climbing into that tree. Get your dad. So they called their dad, and the dad came out. He looked up. And the dad's a pastor, okay? And you know, when he looked up in the tree, he said, okay, you know what? I've got a great idea. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to sort this out right now. Don't worry. What I'm going to do, I'm going to get my car, I'm going to drive up to the tree, I'll tie a rope around the tree, I'll tie the other end to my car, and then when I drive forward, what will happen is the tree will bend, and when the tree bends, you'll be able to get up and rescue the kitten. Everybody was like, yay, daddy's a hero. Listen, there are a few dads here. Come on, you know how it is. You're a dad, you're already a hero, and then your children think you're a hero. Whoa, even better. So the guy was like, yeah, and he's a pastor as well. He was like, this is all I need for my ministry, yay. So what did he do? He goes, he gets his car, even his wife. His wife was like, oh, what a man, what a man, what a man, what a mighty. Anyway, yeah, don't worry about the song. So where was I? So this guy, he goes out, he gets his car. Which man here doesn't like his ego massaged by family every once in a while? Don't even pretend. I see you at men's breakfast. You get one sausage, not two. Trust me. Hey. Anyway, this man, he goes, he gets his car. He drives up to the tree, ties a rope around the tree. He ties a rope around the bumper of the car. And he drives forward just a little bit. And as he drives forward, the tree bends. He thought, wow, this is working. It was like, wow, okay, great. So he drives forward a little bit more. He said, can you reach it? They try. They just couldn't get there. There's no hero that wants to leave a job half done. So what did he say? I'm going to do the full job. So he says, I'm going to drive forward. It'll come down a bit more. So he drives forward a bit more. As he drives forward, bam, the rope breaks. The tree springs up. The cat disappears into the distance. And that's the end of the story. Well, so they thought. Remember I said he's a pastor. 2 weeks later, right? 2 weeks later, this man is doing a home visit. This will do. I'll take this. If you can do, I'll take this. Hey, thank you. I don't know which, you'll hear where I talk about something, so it's a little bit further down. So 2 weeks later, the pastor is doing a home visit. He's going to visit one of the families. He knocks on the door. The door opens. The lady says, come in. As he walks in the hallway, he sees a little kitten. It's not just a little kitten. He recognizes the kitten. He looks at the woman, looks at the kitten. He doesn't know what to say. So he says, that's a lovely kitten you have. The woman says, yes, I know. He says, have you had this kitten for very long? The woman says, Pastor, you're never going to believe what happened. So he says, oh, really? She said, 2 weeks ago, I was in the garden playing with little Johnny. And Johnny said, Mommy, can we have a kitten? I said, Johnny, we're not having a cat in this house. No way. Johnny said, Mommy, please, I want a cat. I said, no, we're not having a cat. I've told you. But Johnny kept pestering me. I said, what am I going to do? So I said, Johnny, you know what? Let's kneel down and pray to Jesus. And if Jesus wants you to have a cat, you will have a cat. Pastor, we knelt down, we closed our eyes, and when we opened our eyes, you'll never believe what was in our garden. And I heard somebody say this. But isn't that how prayer works? Somebody said a miracle is when God performs a coincidence and remains anonymous. Isn't that how prayer happens? Somebody said once that coincidences happen when we pray. When you pray, all of a sudden, those things that the world says is a coincidence. Isn't it amazing how Christians just have a lot of coincidences? I want to talk about these four things very quickly, and then, you know, we'll invite you to come forward for prayer. If you remember, we said, we confessed it. We said his love cannot end. You know what, saints? When we say his love cannot end, look, I don't care who you are. I don't care what you've done, where you've... Don't care who you... Okay, sorry. Whether or not you know that song reference, you know? It doesn't matter. God loves you. He loves you the same. He doesn't care who you are, where you've been, what you've done, what you've seen. He loves you the same. And now you might say, you know, how dare... That's true. God loves me. How dare the enemy come and be... peddling all these lies to me about how I'm not loved, how I'm not this, and I'm not that, nobody loves me. Yeah, maybe you say that. My answer to you is, how dare you listen to that junk? Drown it out. You can't stop the enemy trying to tell you nonsense in your ear, but you can choose what you listen to. Go put some worship music on. Listen to PHBC Radio. God loves you anyway. Please listen only to the truth. Only to the truth. Is it you that needs a reminder today that God loves you? Who is it here that needs that reminder? Number two, we talked about how and we confessed that he makes a way for us. Can we say it? He makes a way for us. And this recognition, this confession, this acknowledgement that he makes a way for us is us admitting we can't do it by ourselves. It's the admission that our way, without him, our way is rubbish. That's what we're admitting. When you look, if you look at verses 5 to 9 of Psalm 118, you'll see it laid out. They remind you that when you're pushed to the wall, when you're isolated, when you're afraid of failure, when you're unsure who to trust. Look at verse 5 to 9. It's talking about this stuff. That God makes a way for you. And maybe that's you that's pushed to the wall. You're not sure who to trust. Is it? We confess that there's power in his name. And there is power in his name. Psalm 96, verse 5. It says that all the other gods of the nations of the earth are tatters and rags, the message says. The English Standard Version says all other gods are worthless idols. We sing it, don't we? All the other gods, they are the works of men. They're manufactured. They're made up. They're made up. So you see, those things that we put our trust in, that job that you put your trust in, that relationship, that money, that education that you're trusting, that qualification you think is going to rescue you. Worthless. Worthless idols. Works of men. Only in the name of the Lord can we have the guarantee, can we have the assurance of our help, of our success. Only in the name of the Lord. And the truth of it is nothing else will ever be able to satisfy us, because it is in his name that the power dwells. And finally, we confess that he is to be praised. Can we say that? He is to be praised. You see, when you say he is to be praised, it means just that. There's no qualification. There's no condition. There's no situation. He is to be praised, full stop. That means no matter what you're going through, he is to be praised. For your promotion and your salvation, he is to be praised. When it looks like the odds are stacked against you and you're about to fall and fail, he is to be praised. When it looks like all things are working in your favor, he is to be praised.
We trust that you've been blessed and believe that this message has brought you greater understanding. For more information, or to follow up on what you've heard in this message, visit us on www.phbc.org.uk. God bless you.